Okay, well, we will take a moment now to go before the Lord, bringing Him requests and supplications. So if you would pray with me. Lord, You tell us, do not be anxious in anything, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let our request be made known to God. And You offer a peace that passes all understanding to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning that You would give us ears to hear Your word as it is read, as we have sung Your word through hymns. We pray You would strike a straight blow with a crooked stick through the minister this morning as I have the opportunity to preach here from the book of Romans. Lord, we thank You for this Lord's Day, for this hour You've set aside for us, that we might worship and we might rest and have fellowship with Your people, that we might come to a sacred place where we meet with You as we meet together. Lord, I pray for our officers in this church that You would continue to grow them in Your wisdom and knowledge and give them conviction, that they would lead by conviction, the conviction from Your word and applied by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the upcoming Bible study that the ladies' ministry will be pursuing. May You make them more and more like Jesus through this study, we pray. Lord, we pray for young people of all ages in their studies, wherever these studies may be, whether at home, whether in elementary school, middle school, high school, various colleges. We pray that they would do their work as unto the Lord, that they would grow in, again, in Your grace and in Your knowledge, and that You would protect them from temptation. Lead them not into temptation, but do deliver them from the evil one who would seek their harm. Lord, we pray for our leaders in Washington, in Montgomery, and on the local level, that they would lead with godly fear. Lord, I pray that those who do not lead with godly fear would not be successful in the things they would want to do, but that You would raise up leaders who love You, who have, again, that healthy fear of God, and who govern accordingly. Father, we thank You that we can worship through giving. As we return these tithes and make offerings to You, we commit these to You, to Your purposes, to Your kingdom purposes. And we thank You for this time of worship. And we pray now as Jesus taught us to pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven,
hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom.